Three black vertical lines turn sideways to become a clapperboard, then turn back. Maker. At a lake surrounded by trees, a young boy in swimming trunks runs across a wooden dock and leaps into the air. Lakeshore Entertainment. A hand spray paints over the image and peels it away to reveal a wet stencil of the jumping boy. Off the Dock. Maker Studios and Off the Dock present.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Burbank, California, it's time for Chris with your host, Chris.
In a TV studio packed with a live audience, a host in a velvet jacket jogs onto the stage and slides to a stop. He dances for the crowd. An Off the Dock and Maker Studios production. An audience member shakes her hips for the twerk cam. More audience members dance on Chris's twerk cam, a Cinemans production in association with Entertainment 360. Outside the studio, Chris joins fans at a dunk tank. Wearing swim goggles, his mom waves from the seat. Chris pitches a ball at the target. A title appears, Internet Famous.
I have the number one rated daytime television talk show. And you know why that is? That's because I stay up to date with the trends. Was it 5 years ago, the ratings started to take a dip. And you know what I did is I fired my best friend and co-host, Jenny McCarthy. And I legally changed my last name to an exclamation point. I mean, the ratings went through the roof, you know? The only problem with having your last name be punctuation is I cannot get my mail. I mean, I'm not kidding. I cannot. It does not come. Now, 20 years ago, I was busting my hump, doing stand-up comedy for groups of 50 people at a time. But now, anyone can be seen by millions of people thanks to the internet. You know, doing stuff that they'll probably regret. You know what? And guess what? I admit it. I've done some stuff that I am not proud of. Is this my real hair color? I think not. Well, maybe. You know what? You'll never know. Have I ever lied under oath? I don't want to talk about it. I don't even know why we're talking about it. Okay? It's internet. It's happening. It's now. It's a face in a camera. It's having fun. It's immediate. It's real. It's what it is. 6 seconds. 4 seconds. It doesn't even matter. Nothing has substance. This is it. And guess what? I'm going to be here forever because I love it and I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. This is it. It's now.
Chris, host of The Chris Show.
Okay, I think it's over, right? This is over.
Welcome back! Welcome back! This year, I'm very excited to announce our very first Web Star of the Year Award!
Words appear in letters made of lights, Web Star of the Year Awards.
Now, the Web Star of the Year is going to win their very own TV show, which I will executive produce. And with the help of you all at home, we've narrowed down our finalists to the best of the best. And we're going to be announcing live the winner at the 5th annual WebCon convention in Anaheim, California! And so, the 5 finalists are...
The finalists. Oh. Finalist number 1, Farmington, New Mexico, Dale Hand.
Well, my life is my daughter, and my daughter just so happens to be famous on the internet. She was such a peach. I thought, people need to see this. I'm going to upload this online. I mostly did it just to share it with her grandmother. And sure enough, it got 300,000 hits in a day. Over a week, it got 15 million views. I started thinking to myself, okay, well, I kind of caught lightning in a bottle here. How do I do this again and again and again? So I started thinking, okay, well, what's a different emotion? Sadness. Well, nobody wants to see a baby sad. Happiness, I already did it. Now, how about fear?
The mustachioed Dale holds up a finger.
And I went, aha.
In an internet video. Dale, dressed as a werewolf, jumps out at Lucy.
Lucy, it's Daddy. That's one scared baby.
We combine two very popular things. Cuteness and the fear of certain death. Right? Like, there's something very humanizing about seeing a baby getting really, really, really freaked out.
In another video...
Lucy, I love you so much, and I'm always going to be here to protect you. You know that, right? I will always protect you no matter what.
The lights go dark.
Oh, my God, what's happening? What's happening?
Oh, my God! Please, don't take my daughter! Please, don't take my daughter!
Aliens drag Dale away from a terrified Lucy while he films on his phone.
This is a baby... Who's looking into the camera, and it's thinking, oh my God, this is it.
Later.
All right, check this out. I got That's One Scared Baby merch, all right?
Wants to get baby bibs. We got mugs. We got beer koozies. We got shirts. We got clocks.
What time is it?
I don't know. It cries on the hour.
Look at this.
One scared baby bobblehead. That baby looked like it saw a freaking demon, huh? When Lucy found out she was picked for the Chris show, she literally screamed. I remember, I'll never forget. She screamed her freaking head off, mostly because I was wearing a baby-eating Minotaur costume. But I think also because I sort of had like a dead baby rabbit in my hands. And I remember I was like, you know,
Lucy, you won the Chris show finalist.
You know, her eyes just went like, whoa, what's going on here? Did I really? And I'm like,
yes, you did. Now I will feast on the blood of the seven sins.
Finalist number two, Burbank, California.
Veronica Decker.
Yeah.
Follow me.
The slender Veronica enters an audition room.
Now you look kind of familiar.
Did you see Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Melrose and Orange, Black Box Theater?
Missed that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, must be something else.
No, that's weird, because it wasn't in something else.
Her eyes bulge.
All right, you're going to be reading with Craig here. Just give him a second to get started, and whenever you're ready.
I have checked everywhere. I have checked the school. I have checked the neighbor's house. I've done so much, and he's not here, okay? He's gone.
Sorry, just hold on. One second.
The men whisper.
Can you walk across the room for us, please?
Great.
She strides past them obediently.
Hold on, that's really good. That's great. You can go back to one. Try it again, this time with less balance.
Mm-hmm.
She starts again.
Even less.
She teeters awkwardly.
It's totally it.
It's the wobbly walk.
You are the wobbly walk girl, right?
That's not me.
Come on, you gotta do it for us, real quick.
No, I'd rather just do the scene.
She smiles tightly.
Let's do that. Thanks for coming in.
That's it? You guys don't want me to finish the scene?
No, I'm sorry. This is a serious movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't have you, you know, next to Jessica Lange, fingers crossed. Just wobbly. Wobbling all over the goddamn place.
She grabs her bag.
That's what I hear. Thank you.
He plays with her headshot.
That's unbelievable. She went to college. What a waste.
I never wanted to be famous. I just wanted to be a working actress. But it's really hard for people to take you seriously when 700 million people have seen you dance like an idiot on the internet. It first started with my friend who uploaded the video in high school.
Do you get it?
And that wasn't a big deal because only a few hundred people saw it. But then a user by the name of Lol Zordon uploaded a musical remix, but with a space background and an extremely catchy song.
In the video, many Veronicas awkwardly stumble and dance over a galactic background filled with spinning shapes.
Somehow became this pop culture phenomenon. Everyone was just doing the dance, everybody. It was voted the single worst thing of 2015 by Time Magazine. Politicians used it as a way to sum up...
She juts out her jaw.
Everything that was wrong with our country. And I somehow became the poster child for everything that sucks. That's okay, because I got this trophy.
The trophy says, Outstanding Internet Personality.
I'm doing this competition for many reasons, mainly so I can focus on my acting full-time. And also so I could live in a place that doesn't have power steering.
Elsewhere, a sports car pulls up to a mansion. Finalist number three, Malibu, California.
Ah, crap! I am so sorry I'm late. I promise it won't happen again. I was at the mall looking for clothes, and then, you know how it goes. When I go into a mall, it turns into a meet and greet. But, all right, let's go inside. I guess you could say my career started in high school. You know, I was just hanging out with my boys on a Friday night, and a song came on the radio, CeeLo something, and it was called Forget You. And as I'm listening to the song, I was like, wow, this song's pretty chill, but I could probably spruce it up a little bit. You know, and I started throwing out some joke lyrics, and I was like, whoa. This could be a parody.
I see you driving around town with the cow I love, and I'm like, moo, moo. I guess the milk in my fridge just wasn't enough, and I'm like,
The video features a man in a cow costume.
And that's when little old Tomas Butterman from Ohio became Tomas, the parody boss. I like saying it like that. I do music video parodies, you know, like once a month when I get inspired. I always try to not only make fun of the artist, but say something. I'd say my favorite parody I've ever made was probably my Taylor Swift We Are Never Getting Back Together parody. Let's just say I turned it on its friggin' head.
We are Heather, Heather, Heather. We're all named Heather. Her name's Heather, her name's Heather. My name's Heather too.
Three men in blonde wigs and dresses dance behind Tomas, who also wears a wig and striped top.
I think the reason I am number one on YouTube is probably because, well, my amazing content, but also I just have a really strong connection with my fans, you know? Or as I like to call them, the employees.
Thanks so much for watching the parody. If you want to help out this channel, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Also, the song's up on iTunes, so you better go cop that and give this video a thumbs up, because you're my employee and that's your job, or else you're totes fired. See you at work.
My employees are the most loyal people in the world. If I tell them to do something, they do it. You know, hey guys, go thumb up this video. Million thumbs. Hey guys, go buy this song on iTunes. Number one. Comes with a lot of power though, because if I were to be like, hey guys, go jump off a bridge, you know what you'd see? You'd see a lot of bridges with dead bodies under them. Or right next to them probably, because technically if they jumped off, it wouldn't go right under, sorry. I get all visual because I'm a director and filmmaker.
Finalist number four, Chicago, Illinois. In an apartment, a scantily clad woman sits on her bed.
Action.
Hello, puppies. I'm Amber Day, and you're watching The Viral Video Count. First video has a lot of bark. But does it have any bite?
Actually, 1 second, Jimmy. So I think it's a buyer's market. I wouldn't even...
A football hits a man in the crotch.
Ouch! That looked like it hurt. Next up is kitty cats, which means... Dina the dog is here, and I don't like those pussy cats. They play rough.
In the viral video, a cat jumps off a fence.
Usually that kitty is very certain, but today it looks like...
Now Amber wears a skimpy dog costume.
She's on the fence.
Now she wears a dog catcher costume.
I'm Mrs. Cloudbottom, the dog catcher. Did somebody say, ruff?
I've always loved telling jokes, but nobody ever thought I was funny until 8th grade when I got back from summer camp. And then all of a sudden, all the guys would just laugh.
A before photo shows a younger, flat-chested Amber.
I think I really found my comedic timing at camp.
In the after photo, she is newly buxom.
The Viral Video Pound is my own comedy show. So think like SNL, but with only me as the cast. My fan base is 95% male, which I'm super proud of because... most guys tend to be the hardcore comedy fans.
Finalist number five, Chattanooga, Tennessee, in a small bedroom.
My name's Dennis Wasserman, and I'm a film director. When I wanted to make movies, I didn't have actors. I didn't have friends. I had to work with what I had. So my cat, Mr. Blankets, became my muse. I'd start out by filming Mr. Blankets throughout his day, getting cool shots of him sleeping and walking on tables, and then I'd sync it with the sickest music I could find.
In an internet video, a tabby cat lays on a couch in the sun. He scratches the cushions and rolls on his back.
Then I got sued. Part of the agreement with the major music labels was that I'd pay for their legal fees, and in return, I wouldn't collect any ad revenue on my videos.
Now he packs.
So, will you be bringing Mr. Blankets to WebCon?
No. Not gonna do that. It's like when Steven Spielberg goes to a pool party, people don't ask him, hey, you gonna bring Jaws to the pool party? It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, I don't think anybody really cares about the cat.
He moves Mr. Blankets off his clothes. 7 days until the show. Dale dives a spoonful of food toward Lucy's mouth.
It's a B-52 bomber. Come on, eat it.
I understand your position, but without proper sanctions, we can't provide the September shipment on schedule. General Moon will continue our conversation on a later date. Good day.
Dale?
Huh? Hey, huh?
The blonde woman whispers in his ear.
My wife's not really a fan of the videos. She's very vocal about it, which is good. It's good to have honest criticism because you need that. She's also very vocal about the fact that she's the sole breadwinner in our household. And she is personally responsible for a lot of the weapon systems that keep America safe. So in a way, she's like a real-life Tony Stark, which I guess, you know, makes me Hawkeye.
Dale nods.
He's tough, right? Why is everybody shrugging?
I told you about this a couple times. I should have reminded you. These guys are with the Chris show, and Lucy's up for getting her own TV show. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, okay,
that's... Everyone in the neighborhood's all freaking out.
That's great. I've got a late meeting, so...
He tries to kiss her.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you need to shave.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Brian. Hi. Yes, sorry, family show.
All right. There goes your mom. See, that's go-go Mary. Always on the go.
In Amber's apartment.
You'll see a high of 78 in the valley, 74 in the low-laying regions as things heat up when we head into the 4th of July weekend. Sorry about that, folks. Oh, God, it's coming. Cut it. Oh, my God, I'm shitting my pants.
Amber and three teenage boys watch a video.
I'm shitting myself. Oh!
She pauses the video.
Okay, first thoughts on jokes, I should say.
Hey, that's a lot of number two. Hey, buddy, you're supposed to be looking out for number one.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. My fans will love that.
She writes it down.
He should have forecast mudslides.
Mudslides. Most people don't know this, but comedians like myself have a team of writers. And when I started my show, I received a bunch of emails from these three kids that were huge fans of mine. And I met up with them, and they were just so funny and so nice. Three little gentlemen.
She's awesome.
Super funny, super cool. It's really cool working with someone like that.
Doug, Carlos, and Kevin.
Try to hug her as much as we can.
What do you think are your chances of winning?
Yeah, I think I have a really good chance to win. I'm the only woman doing comedy, so I'm kind of representing them. And so I'll for sure get all the votes from the women. And then I'll get all the votes from the men. So...
She stares off into space.
That's like all the votes.
She shrugs in a Tomas video.
And we can't mob. No,
Tomas and his brunette friend play with mobs. His friend pretends to eat a sponge and cash sandwich. Tomas licks the mop handle seductively.
I work really hard. You know, like, I don't even sleep sometimes. Trying to make all these parodies, so much time, so much effort. And for what? One video a month? I mean, talk about being a slave. But what I did find out is I could do more videos if I just keep the cost and the quality down. So I do daily videos, or as I call them, daily vlogs. Basically, it's anything I want to do that day. You know, like sometimes I'll whip out my phone and me and my squad are like rolling through a jam trying to blow some cake. Sometimes me and my boys will just like do some dope ass challenge. Sometimes I get real, you know, and it gets deep AF and I talk about things that are really important to me, you know, like rape.
Hey, what's up, employees? Okay, I'm so excited right now because I'm meeting up with Hanky Pank.
Oh, there he is.
He joins the brunette.
Hanky Pank!
Hey!
We got chosen to be one of the finalists in the Chris Show with our Year Award!
They beam into Tomas's phone.
Okay. When we see you at WebCon, we're coming. We're on our way tomorrow.
We leave tomorrow.
We will give you all hugs and kisses on the lips. We'll do anything you guys want. Please, please, please. We never ask you for anything. Okay? Except for like merch.
And ringtones.
Obviously. But right now, this is so much bigger than any of that. If you guys vote, we can have our own show. And then you can tell your friends like, oh, my favorite show? My favorite show is the Tomas Show. Like featuring Hank.
Hank is, well... He's kind of like my brother, you know? We hang out all the time. We make videos together. If I need something from the store, like last minute, he's down to go get it. He takes me everywhere. He's basically my Uber. And he's my best friend. Right now, he's trying to do his own thing, you know, start his own channel. And it's going pretty...
Hey, say hi to the Hanky Panks.
Hey, Hanky Panks!
Tomas watches him run off with his phone.
Between you and me, there's no Hanky Panks. They're just employees trying to see a glimpse of the boss in the background. But I humor him because, you know, he's sweet. And I think it gives him a sense of worth, which is good. He needs that.
3 days until the show. On a busy city street, Amber's writing team loads a large suitcase into a taxi.
Thank you. I feel like a princess.
No problem, Your Majesty.
Don't you guys have school this week?
They exchange awkward looks.
Yeah, our parents have no idea where we are.
Parents think I'm staying with Doug.
And my parents think I'm staying with Kevin.
Kevin doesn't have any parents.
Kevin glares.
Shut up!
What? It's true, you don't have any parents.
You don't have any parents.
They shrug. On a highway in Kingman, Arizona.
You know, driving can be pretty boring, especially on these long road trips where you're thinking, oh, God, I wish something fun would happen. That's where my God, that baby's driving prank comes in. See, I get all dressed up as my driver's seat. I pop Lucy in my lap. We buckle up. And you wouldn't believe the look on people's faces as we drive by, and they're thinking, oh, my God, oh, my sweet, loving God, is that baby driving? It's something that they tell their friends and their relatives, and then one day you got a grandpa sitting on a porch telling his grandkids about the time he saw a baby driving a minivan. That's real world viral.
At a gas station, Dale pumps gas while dressed as his driver's seat. In North Hollywood, California, Veronica enters an office.
Veronica. Oh, my
Hi.
Goodness. Hi. Oh, sweetheart. It's so good to see you. Please have a seat. Don't take the chair. No, I'm joking. Come on. Bad joke. But just put your tush in the chair, okay?
Great. Thank you.
She sits.
Have you ever heard of Go Max?
Oh, is that the new Channing Tatum movie?
No, it's better. It's better. It's the probiotic yogurt for women on the go. Who is going to be the spokesperson in this room, huh? It ain't going to be me.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Wait, I just got a job?
Why not?
Now.
Oh, my God. You guys, I booked a freaking commercial. Oh, my gosh. I don't have to live in this thing anymore. This freaking car house. No way. Not for me, Jose. I am going to be going places. I'm out. Okay, I'm out of the competition. Done. Boop. Done. Don't have to do that anymore. I'm just excited because I'm going to get to do something that has substance, something that matters. And it has nothing to do with the wobbly walk.
She smiles a tight-lipped smile. Then she shakes her head as tears fill her eyes.
I don't have to be known for that anymore.
In a bar in Laughlin, Nevada, a sign reads, Happy Hour Whiskey and Waffles.
Mm-hmm. You gonna hold that?
Dale holds Lucy as he feeds her. A waitress approaches.
Mm-hmm. A little refill?
Oh, thank you.
How are those waffles treating you?
Just want to say, though, these waffles, not good.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because they're the best waffles I've ever had in my life. I goosed you. I got you good, right?
Hey, you mind telling me what kind of breakfast establishment doesn't have any cran raspberry syrup? Huh? You got the cranberry, you got the raspberry, where's the cran ras?
Strong chuckers get pretty rowdy. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Dale pats his mouth with a napkin.
Will you hold my baby?
Sure.
I'm going to take care of this. You just hold my baby.
The waitress holds Lucy in one arm.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to lower your voice just a smidge.
Who are you calling smidge?
The trucker faces him.
I didn't realize you were the waitress.
I'm not the waitress. I'm a man. And I don't see any raspberry syrup. I'm going to give you one chance to pay your bill and get the heck out of here.
I just spit on your sandals.
Dale slowly removes his glasses.
First mistake.
Dale rears back to hit the trucker, but the trucker catches his arm and punches him, knocking him into a table. He smashes a plate on Dale's head. He grabs Dale by the shirt and throws him on the bar, dragging him through plates and condiments. He punches Dale several times.
Those are cute little princess punches.
He uppercuts Dale over the bar, then picks him up.
Anyone hungry for some waffles? Huh?
He forces Dale's face into the waffle iron. Then he throws Dale back over the bar. The trucker pulls out a knife.
Yeah.
Please don't. Keep it down. Please don't.
He stabs Dale in the stomach. Dale collapses. The trucker opens his arms. The patrons, the waitress, and Lucy watch him with horrified looks.
That's one scared baby. It's a prank. Is there a goose in you? How's a goose? This is called the Prestige. Please feel free to clap. Everybody, gotcha. Let's give a big hand to Red. Red's part of our local community theater, and he's a heck of a guy, too, huh? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fine.
All right. All right, Luce, let's get back on the road.
In Torrance, California, Tomas and Hank speed in the sports car.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, guys! Yes, we are riding in the Lambo! We're on our way to a WebCon right now, and honestly, I'm just really excited to see our people. You know what I mean? Like, see the people who have put us in this Lambo, basically. Once you start getting into the hundreds of millions of views, you start to forget, like, those are people. You know what I mean? Do you hear that?
Tomas frowns.
God!
A technician loads the car onto the bed of a tow truck.
Hank, what did I tell you? I told you if you wanted me to get the Lambo so we could vlog in it, you would have to take care of it. Whoa. Be careful with, you know what? I'm Snapchatting this whole thing. Yeah,
Snapchatting
buddy. Yeah, right now.
How are we supposed to get to WebCon?
Later.
This is ridiculous. You know what they're trying to tell me? That I was supposed to put oil in the engine. Nobody told me that, Dad. I'm gonna sue.
Elsewhere with Ned Butterman, Tomas's dad.
You know, I went to Brown. I work about 60 hours a week for $84,000 a year. And my son, who dropped out community college first semester, he's pulling in over six figures a month by tickle fighting his little gay friend.
He wears a hapless smile.
So you can say I'm proud of him.
He sips dark liquid from a glass. 2 days until the show. Hundreds of people mill about the WebCon video convention in Anaheim, California. Tyler DuPont, superfan.
Hi, this is my fifth WebCon. It's my favorite thing ever. We save up money every year to come out here from Vermont. We drive all the way. It's kind of a bummer. We got here a little early, so today's business day, and everyone knows only the loser channels come in on business day. It's cool. Like, we get to, like, see a lot of corporate booths. It's pretty cool they can air condition this many people.
A large woman in a pink cowboy hat sits in a mobility scooter behind him. Outside, a black truck parks. Dennis goes inside wearing sunglasses. A man in plaid greets him.
Oh, my shining stars, you're here.
Hi, my name is Dave Larson. I have asked the organizers of WebCon if I could help out in any way. I'm really a volunteer. I don't like to work for money. Which is how I got to where I am now.
Dennis Wasserman, filmmaker.
Oh, you do not have to tell me who you are. Believe me, I'm really your biggest fan. In fact, Dennis, if I may, I probably see more of Mr. Blankets than I do of my own kids.
Dennis remains unsmiling.
So what's it looking like? How's the turnout?
The turnout's really good. The panel is packed, and I mean heavy with talent.
Yeah. Well, if it's all right, I prepared a brief PowerPoint presentation on some of my directorial influences in film, and I can keep it under 15.
Great. It's 3:00. How's it go? Time to rock. Let's go.
On the GoMax commercial set, Veronica stands next to a table stacked with yogurt.
Okay, good. So let's try a take here. So you've got that, like, you're clutching your stomach, you know, it's that kind of troubled but constipated motion that leads into your walk. And then you sing the song.
The song? I didn't know I was singing. I don't sing.
He nods.
And I don't really direct either. Let's try a take.
Okay, everyone, pictures up. Let's roll camera.
Okay.
Rolling.
She goes off camera.
And action.
She walks in.
Ooh.
She clutches her stomach and rear end.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Cut!
That's a cut. Reset.
What are you singing? There's no song.
What? It just came to me. I didn't see a script.
Look, I wanted to license Chocolate Rain, which would have been perfect. I was going to make a rain chocolate yogurt. That was the concept here. But we got you, that kid, too expensive. So here's the deal. You're going to do your little dance in the video, the one everyone knows, the wobble thing, and then you pick up the GoMax yogurt and sing the song. Okay? Sound good?
She hangs her head.
I can't.
Can't what?
It's not mine. I didn't do it.
Let me follow this. You don't do the song?
It was added later by a guy who did a techno remix.
The director gawks.
She doesn't do this. She just does the dance. Nobody checked on this. There's a social media advisor. Get off your phone!
Veronica smiles awkwardly.
Let's get that chocolate rain guy.
Back on the phone. I don't care what his rate is.
The director turns back to Veronica.
You can go.
Anaheim Hilton.
So I'm here.
Anaheim, California.
At the convention, the big contest. It's great being here. I'm so glad that they let me back in the competition so I could compete for a 1 in 5 chance to have my own TV show.
She fidgets with a pass.
So if you won, what would your show be about?
She looks at the floor.
I would just want a show that would be important to people, would matter. I would want a show that has substance and...
She shakes her head.
Just make a difference in people's lives. I feel like that would be awesome. And I know that they're going to probably call me the Wobbly Walk Girl, and they're going to just have it be by my name and everything, but I'm here to tell everybody that they have to be okay with the fact that I'm never doing that again. I'm never going to do the Wobbly Walk again.
Wobbly Walk.
A fan points.
OMG, it's the Wobbly Walk! What's
up, yo, man?
The Wobbly Walk Girl is here! It's her! It's you!
You don't mind, right?
Oh my God.
A group of fans crowd around her and take selfies. Now, Tomas and Hank get onto a bus with their duffel bags on their shoulders.
God, I feel like I'm walking underneath a shoe.
Shh, Tomas, don't upset the commoners.
I don't give a f***, Hank. Okay, this has been the worst day of my life. Can you just support me right now?
They put their bags in an overhead bin and slump into two seats next to each other.
Oh my God, you're Tomas and Hank.
The girl beams.
Can I get a picture?
Tomas glowers at Hank.
This is my Katrina.
Elsewhere.
I think that top looks a lot better on you.
Oh.
She opens their hotel room door and frowns. The teens file in after her.
Looks like they only gave us one bed.
Oh, this is an outrage. I'm calling management right now.
Don't worry, Amber. We got this.
What? No, guys. It's fine. We'll share.
She sits on the bed and they gawk. Elsewhere, Dave hosts a panel.
All right, let's get this started. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming. And actually, with this turnout, I will be able to thank each and every one of you privately, which is great. There's something called the strategic inflection point. That's when you sort of show up out in the society and you realize that everyone's speaking another language. I didn't understand what the hell anyone was talking about. It was literally like I walk out and I talk to a person who's younger than 40, and he's like, oh, that's what it sounded like to me. But then I thought, when you reach that point and everyone's speaking gibberish, you better find out what they're talking about. It turned out they were talking about the internet.
I'm director Dennis Wasserman. Welcome to the art of filmmaking.
Standing, Dennis uses a remote to start his presentation. Dave claps enthusiastically as 10 people watch in the audience.
Stanley Kubrick. Orson Welles. Fellini. These aren't just names, they're filmmakers. But what is filmmaking?
A teen raises his hand.
Yes.
Yes, hi, question. When are you going to bring out Mr. Blankets?
Wait, you know Mr. Blankets?
Dennis wears a displeased look.
He's having a cat nap.
Fantastic.
No, seriously, where's the cat? I waited 45 minutes to make a vine with Mr. Blankets.
Does anyone have any questions about filmmaking?
An audience member gets up and leaves. Another follows him.
Forget it.
Wow! Way to go. Way to speak out loud. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and open this up to a Q&A. Are there any questions at all? Anything at all? Fire away. Yes, ma'am.
A little girl addresses the panel.
My question's for Kimmy Kim. Would you rather have all of your clothes made out of nachos or ice cream? Thank you.
Ice cream. Definitely.
Hey, that's a really good question. Let's just open it up to the panel. Let's just go right down the line. Texas Mike, ice cream or nachos for clothes?
Texas Mike shrugs.
I don't know. They're both pretty messy.
Dennis pouts.
I think ice cream would just be way too cold.
A panelist, Prankalink, speaks up.
Ice cream. I can take it.
Love you, Prankalink. Always say what's on your mind.
He punches his chest.
Well, I, for one, am definitely wearing nachos, so I guess we got a tie. And a tie breaker! Dennis! Which is it gonna be? Ice cream or nachos for clothing?
Dave smiles.
F*** this.
Dennis storms off stage.
What, Hey. Hey, whoa, Dennis. Hey, what the hell? We'll be right back, folks. Hey, hey, come on. You came all this way. Don't you want to talk to your fellow filmmakers?
What? So they can ask me what my favorite jelly bean flavor is? You're all bullshit. Wake up.
Well, hey, where are you? What is your favorite jelly bean?
Dennis stalks out. One day until the show. At the convention, crowds pass food trucks outside. Inside, they move through the convention center lobby at the That's One Scared Baby autograph signing.
Okay, and we'll just quickly... Yep, he wants your auto. There you go.
Dale helps Lucy sign autographs.
Oh my God, That's One Scared Baby. I still have to take a selfie, like, right now. Excuse me.
The blonde teen runs up to Dale.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry, how old are you?
14. I'm TigerFish91. From Instagram, I have a million followers.
A million followers? Holy smokes. Well, you must be some kind of sensation. What do?
I take pictures of myself. See?
She shows them on her phone.
Well, I sure don't like pants.
Thanks.
Do your parents know about this?
My parents want me to be famous. I've been doing commercials and modeling since I was 6. It's pretty much my job. My mom said if I book one more commercial, I'll have enough for a nose job. Then, I'm pretty much just shoo-in for modeling in New York.
She poses next to him.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
She struts off. Dale wears a pensive look as another fan takes a selfie with them. Elsewhere, superfans Raquel and Kina address the camera.
So, shipping is when...
You take two people who you think are totally meant for each other.
And you say that you ship them. Which is basically like putting them together as a couple. So, Hank and Tomas become Hamas.
And then we pretend like they are married. And then they do stuff that married people usually do.
Like sex things, which is great because they're straight in real life. So we have to fantasize.
Now, Tomas and Hank enter the hotel lobby. Hank rides a hoverboard and carries both bags.
Can you maybe help me with one of these bags?
Oh, sorry, my phone's kind of heavy. I got a Mophie on it.
Oh my God, it's Tomas Butterman and Hank Delacorte.
Tomas!
Oh my God, it's Tomas!
Tomas films them.
This is what happens when we walk into a lobby!
Tomas grabs a girl by the head and takes a photo with her.
All right, I got a pee, so let's do this fast.
Now.
Checking in.
What's your name?
Really?
Tomas removes his sunglasses.
Meredith, why don't you take 5? I'm Janet. Thank you guys so much for making it out. I mean, making out. I mean, making it. I mean, hi.
Hi. Cool. Can we check in?
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry about Meredith. She's so basic. Oh, shoot. They have you and Hank in one hotel room. I will get this straightened out right away.
No!
The older woman flinches.
No. We'll be cool.
We'll rough it.
Aw, friendship goals.
And can somebody take these freaking bags? They're digging into me.
Of course. Wouldn't want to piss off the boss.
She takes them.
Oh, are you an employee?
Oh, good.
Keep working. You might get promoted.
Thanks.
Ooh, really quick, before I go, can I just get a picture of you?
Sure.
Just want to prove to my friends that it's not just kids that watch my videos. It's old people.
Oh.
Stay gorgeous.
They head off. Amber and her writers sit in their room.
I'm going to go shower.
Doug spits his drink. The teens gape at each other as Amber goes into the bathroom. They pull their chairs together.
What's the plan? Dude, she's begging us to go in there. Think about it. You don't just take a shower after a day of travel.
She wants us.
Yeah. Okay, we get naked, we lock hands, we go in there together.
That's not a very good plan.
It's a plan. I never said it was a good plan, but it's a plan, okay? We go in there together in solidarity. So now we're down at the party.
Hey, guys. Can one of you grab my makeup wipes? It's in my toiletry bag.
All three dive for the bag. They wrestle for it.
Get off me! Okay, guys, stop. Okay? You guys know I'm the best describer of the group. I go in, I come back, and you know I'm perfectly capable of telling you her body intimate detail.
What? But I'm the best. I'm very good at.
Never mind, I'm good.
Carlos and Kevin punch the air. Doug hits the bed with both fists. In the hotel lobby, Dennis walks to the check-in table.
Hi, I'm here.
And you are whom?
Dennis Wasserman, the filmmaker.
He dramatically removes his sunglasses. Janet checks the list.
I get 15 million views a month.
I'm sorry, but you're not listed.
I'm not listed?
She shakes her head.
Did you eat my invitation? Did you think it was a cupcake? Because I'm a nominee.
Oh, you're a nominee. Because I'm pretty sure their names are Tomas Butterman, Lucy Hand, Mr. Blankets,
Amber... Mr. Blankets.
Oh my God, Mr. Blankets, where is he?
He's a cat. I'm a person.
Well, how do I know you're not just some random guy saying that's your cat?
Okay, I'm going to need to speak with your supervisor.
He leans over.
Or did you eat her too?
I am the supervisor. I organized this event, and I do not see your name on the list. I have Mr. Blankets and a plus one.
No, moron. You need to let me into my event. I'm a nominee!
Security!
Oh, what's up?
Dennis lunges toward the guard, then stops. Dennis runs out the door. Janet eats a donut. Outside...
They want a cat? Fine. I'll give them a cat. I'll give them the cutest goddamn cat they've ever seen in f***ing lives.
At the WebCon welcome mixer, people mingle around the hotel's bar. Veronica slips by alone. A man with shoulder-length hair approaches her.
Hey.
Oh, these are free.
No. I know you. I've seen you before.
Oh, yeah. A wobbly walk. I get it, but...
No. You were fantastic as Maggie in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
She smiles.
You saw that?
Xander. Hold on. I'll take your...
Hi.
Cup
Veronica.
Of pretzels. Very nice to meet you.
Okay. What do you do, Xander?
Music. Online mostly, but I'm trying to transition into more mainstream stuff because I'm really sick of being an internet person. So.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the worst.
I got something important to ask you. Can I have one of those pretzels?
She looks down at the cup, then back at him and grins.
I guess we could share.
Please, thank you so much.
Yeah, there's a lot over there, but...
Mm-mm, I want one out of your pretzel cup.
All right, that's...
At night in Dale's room, he checks his phone.
Holy smokes, I got 3 missed messages. I don't know about you guys, but that makes me Mr. Popular in my house. Anyway, yeah.
I just got to the hotel, and it's like 4 a.m., so, yeah, I'm out for the night. I'll call you tomorrow, okay? Bye.
Wow. I don't know if you heard that, but she called me honey, so that's a pretty big deal. Uh-oh. I think she butt-dialed us.
Yeah.
Mary. Oh, she can't hear me. It's a voicemail. Mary. Mary. Nah, she didn't see. It's a voicemail. She can't hear me. Oh, God.
Dale hangs up.
Oh, you guys feel that? I got like a chill in the room here. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I got a call tonight. I'm so tired. Boy.
Fully dressed, Dale curls into the fetal position on top of the covers. Xander and Veronica enter her room.
Hotel for a baller.
Wow, this is a really great room, man.
Yeah. Mm.
He pulls her in for a kiss.
Oh.
Don't worry, I got you.
They fall onto the bed.
Whoa. Oh, man. Those are... That's the camera guy. Hey, guys.
I got it. I'll tell him. You guys, I know you... You gotta go. Because there's gonna be some...
Yes. Your TV show almost just went X-rated.
He tosses his jacket on the bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what are these? Your business cards?
He flexes.
Business cards.
It reads Lowell Zordon.
This is them.
Where are we?
She shakes her head.
Is this you?
Yeah.
This is a joke?
No.
You're Lowell Zordon?
She shrugs.
You didn't know?
I don't know how you think I would know that you were Lowell Zordon. You ruined my life.
How?
You,
what?
You took a video that nobody else would see, and you made it like this thing, this joke. You made me a joke.
The whole world has seen that video. You might have your own TV show.
Yeah, I could have that. You're right. I could totally have that in a way that I didn't even want.
Well, maybe you should flip your perspective a bit.
I think you need to go.
He nods, unsmiling. He grabs his jacket off the bed and walks out without looking at her. Veronica stares off, then slumps onto the bed. She covers her eyes with her hand.
So you ready for the big show?
She slowly looks back at the cameraman. The big show.
And now, filming live from the Anaheim Convention Center in sunny Southern California, it's time for Chris. And here's your host, Chris.
Chris dances on a stage with breakdancers on either side of him. A silhouette of his face in profile is displayed on a screen behind him. Words appear, Web Star of the Year Awards. A stagehand gives Chris a t-shirt gun. He fires a t-shirt into the audience. The stagehand preps another shirt and Chris takes aim and fires. It hits a man in the audience, dropping him. Chris grins and hands the gun back as paramedics escort the audience member away. Chris poses in front of his silhouetted profile.
Welcome! Welcome! Good morning! Good morning! Today is a very special show because we're going to crown the Web Star of the Year. And now, it's time to meet our judges. Our first judge is a renowned soul singer and current host of Hurry, Buy This Jewelry Now, Karen Rae Quivers!
Oh, hey, Chris! I'm so excited to be here for a limited time only.
Karen points.
Our second judge is a real cut-up. He's always pulling pranks around the office. Meet Frank Riggetts!
Bearded, Frank wears a serious look.
Hello.
Our third judge is a comic icon. You know him from that hilarious trilogy, Don't Tell Mom I Got Turned Into a Donkey. It's Larry Trambone.
Larry's bow tie spins. Larry grins.
We'll be right back.
In a veterinary hospital in Anaheim, California, a bearded man reads a magazine next to a cat in a carrier.
That's your cat right there?
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Dennis sits across from him with a magazine.
How much you want for it?
The bearded man looks up.
Excuse me? A cat. I'll give you $500 for it.
It's my wife's cat, so I can't really sell it.
Tell her you took it to the vet and there were complications.
He's just here for a flea bath.
Dennis closes the magazine. With a tight smile, he scoots his chair closer to the bearded man so that their knees are touching. He leans in.
Honey, I took the cat to the vet. And can you believe it? He drowned in his flea bath.
Jesus, man.
Dennis pulls out his keys.
The gray Ford, $2,000 cash. Final offer for that cat.
The man glances at the carrier in Chris's dressing room.
Bethany's coming.
Okay.
Should I let her back after?
Yeah. Right. Hey, it's me.
Yes, me, hi.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a little story about myself, if you don't mind.
No.
You see, I used to get picked on and bullied every single day. And it was really hard. I mean, I'd come home with red eyes and tear-covered cheeks. And I got made fun of a lot because we were poor and I couldn't really afford clothes like these, you know? I smelled like a friggin' thrift store.
Oh. Chris wears a sympathetic look.
But every day, I would see my best friend at 3 p.m. without fail. And his name was Chris.
Chris smiles.
You helped me through so much. And I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for you. And I just wanted to say thank you and...
Tomas's eyes fill with tears.
Man, I love you.
Chris takes hold of his arms.
I think that you are a very special young man. And I will always be your friend.
Really?
Always. Come here.
Thank you.
They hug. Chris pats Tomas on the arm and walks off. Tomas smiles and wipes his eye with his fist.
Did you get it?
Every freaking word.
Oh my God, that ankle though.
That's going to get so many views. Let's go.
In the dressing room, a makeup artist paints Veronica's lips. Another puts blush on Lucy.
Oh, miss? No thanks. Yeah, she's a baby. Yeah.
She applies more.
She's literally 14 months old. I just don't think she needs it. Thank you.
Dale nods.
She's a little baby.
He gently wipes her cheek with his thumb.
Hey, has anyone seen Mr. Blankets? He's a cat.
Oh, no, sir. Been looking all over for the guy.
Okay, well, this guy's a real no-show. I guess I can just put him at the end and we'll see what happens. Copy that. Okay, everybody, I have your main man for the evening. Please welcome the one and only Chris.
Hey! Wow, all of you in one room. This is amazing. I'm so glad you guys made it.
I am such a huge fan, sir.
Yeah, oh. Me of you. Me of you. May I?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Chris makes a scary face at Lucy. She glares at him.
Wow, it's a tough crowd.
Hi, Chris. I'm so excited to be working with you.
Well, I've always thought that you two have got a lot of talent.
Good one, Chris.
Chris sips from a can through a straw.
Now, listen. I know you guys are used to the isolation of being in your basement and looking into your video cameras and everything, but here's the deal. It's exactly like it is at home right here, except there's about 12 cameras, okay, and about 8,000 people in the house, maybe another 10 or 20 million watching, all right? So no need to be nervous or anything, but if you feel like you got a hurl, just make sure you do it before you get out on stage, okay? All right, now, this little host has got to host his own little show now, so if you'll excuse me, I'll see you later. And listen, good luck to you, okay?
Bye. Bye.
Okay, everybody, this is how it's gonna go. You'll do a quick introduction, they'll roll tape, you'll do your live performances, keep it under 2 minutes, please, guys.
What?
Live performance? No.
Nobody said there was gonna be a live performance.
I didn't know anything about a live performance, so I don't think we're doing it.
Yeah, nobody told us about that.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know what to tell you. It's a talent competition, so that's why you're here.
Well, I guess we'll just have to whip something up for you.
Excellent. Speaking of which, I have a very special celebrity talent coach, Mr. Tay Zonday.
Tay walks in.
Hey, guys. It's going to be great. Just believe in yourselves and, yeah, I don't know what else to tell you.
He smiles.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, let's get the photo.
Tay poses. The others wear confused looks.
Gorgeous.
Okay, we parked out back?
Yeah, right around the corner.
And what was the point of that?
5 minutes, guys.
On stage.
Our top finalists worked around the clock with our special celebrity talent coach, Tay Zonday.
Chris claps.
Here are some special moments from that day.
A video plays on the stage screen.
I was so impressed by the talent in this competition. Working with them all so closely, I can safely say it's going to be very hard to predict how this thing shakes out. I did everything I could to give them all the tools they needed. And anything they didn't get from me in person, they can get in my newly released book called Buy My Book, available in stores right now. Buy it. Just don't ask me what's in it. Thank you.
He smiles wide.
Some people read Jonathan Livingston Steagall. Others, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. I just grab a minute with Tay Zonday. He gave us a minute. Thanks for watching The Chris Show. It's Chris. We'll be right back.
Backstage, Amber talks with her team.
Amber, you're on in 2 minutes, okay? Excuse me, guys. Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. Writers, what do I do?
You could tell some jokes.
I know this one joke about two guys that walk into church. Mm-hmm. One knows about science, but one knows about God. But that ain't no 2 minutes, man.
You're probably just going to have to take it all off and show them the goods.
Amber's eyes widen.
The goods! That's it! I'll do Mrs. Clawbottom. But my costume's upstairs. Can one of you get it in time?
I'm on it.
But Doug, you're not so fast.
Do they? I'm going to have to be.
Doug runs off.
It's going to be okay, Amber.
I'm really sorry. I'm terrible at time management. You're on right now, okay? Come on, baby.
Just think of Eddie Murphy.
Our first finalist is a comedian with over a half billion views. Please give it up for Amber Day.
She scampers out in a small pink dress.
Amber!
She bounces and waves.
Hi, TV people!
So, Amber, if you get your own show on the boob tube, what the heck are you going to do?
Well, I just want to make people laugh. So, it'll most definitely be a funny show.
She stares off, open mouth.
Thank you.
She smiles.
Okay, save some of that comedy for your own show. Let's roll the clip, shall we?
A video plays behind them.
Hey, Amber,
So the video is 4 minutes, so that means that you have 4 minutes.
Oh, God.
In the video, Amber wears her dog costume and sticks out her tongue.
We can do the Miley spoof.
No!
We can't mop.
Everybody's already seen We Can't Mop, Hank. It has 100 million views.
How about The Weeknd, the new Weeknd spoof?
No. I can't find my vase isn't ready yet.
Now, Doug sprints through the hotel lobby with Amber's costume. He bursts out the door.
Amber, I'm coming for you!
Backstage.
How's it going, Dale?
Oh, not too good. No. It's been a tough couple of days. I guess I just see perpetual darkness around me. I don't really see anything too hopeful other than Lucy, but I don't see much for Dale. So but next week's my birthday, so.
Meanwhile, Dennis stalks down the convention center hallway with the cat carrier.
Coming through.
Whoa. Restricted access, sir.
Why don't you check your clipboard there for Mr. Blankets?
The guard points.
Is that Mr. Blankets?
It's a cat.
Get in there. Started. Sorry, sir. We have Mr. Blankets.
Backstage, Amber waits.
I did it. I got him.
Okay. Oh, my God. Doug, you are amazing. All right. I'm going to go to the changing room real quick.
Go.
No, don't go anywhere, Amber. We're back on in 30 seconds.
Oh, I can't see what are we going to
do? Okay. Kevin, Doug, I need you guys to watch this area, all right? I'm not wearing any underwear. Carlos, look at me. I need you to help me get dressed.
Okay.
Here you go. All right, let's go.
Doug and Kevin stand with their backs to her while Carlos faces her.
All right, it's coming off.
Carlos squeezes his eyes shut.
Okay, it's coming down. Oh my gosh, it's so cold in here.
You need a hand?
Bra, okay.
With Hank and Tomas.
How about the original? The original that you've been working on. Yes! Why not? Think about it. The entire world is watching us. This is where we can show that you're not just a parody artist. You're an artist.
Okay, underwear. Okay. How do I look?
The others face her and Carlos opens his eyes. They bulge.
Beautiful. Amber, you're on right now. Go.
The stage manager hurries her on stage.
Wow. Well, gee whiz, Amber. Those tapes were very bouncy and perky.
I'm not Amber. I'm Mrs. Cloudbottom, the dog catcher. Are there any dogs out here for me to catch?
Chris mimes looking around, then backs off stage.
Whenever I see a dog off the leash, I got a real bone to pick with the owner.
How are we supposed to write the jokes when she's on this stage?
We did write the jokes.
Shut up, Doug. Be constructive.
Come on, guys. Think.
I'm a dog catcher, and my name is Mrs. Cloudbottom.
Kevin runs out wearing her sexy dog costume.
Man.
Whoa! Looks like we got a live one.
Kevin humps her leg.
Oh, definitely a neuter.
Chris returns.
Wow. Great job, Amber. I mean, Ms. Cloudbreast. Way to pull that one out of your net. Okay, judges, what do you got to say? Karen Ray Quivers.
You know, no judgment. But when I first met you, I thought, now there is a girl I just don't trust. She's fake. She got fake hair, a fake face, looks like she done bought it in a store. And I thought, the nerve of this woman. She probably never worked a day in her whole damn life. She got beady, cold, evil wall eyes. You know, the kind that just follow you. You can't escape them no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter what God you pray to.
But then, you totally turned it around.
Good for you. You got my vote. Congratulations.
Amber and Kevin jump in place.
You know, it started out kind of rough.
He smiles wryly.
Then, it ended up kind of great. So that was, something. I would, scratch behind her ears if given the opportunity, and, she deserves a treat. Good girl.
Amber smiles.
Oh, so
somebody better call an ambulance because my heart just stopped. You are funny and pretty. That's a winning combo. Combo!
He settles.
Gosh, Larry, we miss you on the silver screen.
He makes an elephant trunk with his arm, then drops.
We'll be right back.
Way to save the Titanic, lady dog. Good job.
Oh my God, you guys are amazing.
She kisses their cheeks. She runs off. They grab Carlos.
Tell us everything.
Size, shape, color. Mm-hmm. You are by far the best describer of the group.
Was it like magic? Was it like we dreamed of?
Doug and Kevin stare at him.
It was amazing, man. There was nipples everywhere.
Oh my God. Keep going.
And when she took off the bra, they were free and they were bigger than ever.
They were huge.
I saw everything, man. They were big, but I saw it.
You saw it.
Yeah.
My boy.
Later,
I panicked.
Carlos blinks back tears.
I had my shot and I freaking blew it. I shut my eyes so tight. All I could see is blackness. 100% black.
Now Dennis arrives backstage.
Is that the cat? Oh, thank God you're here. Is everything okay? Look, Diane, will you get him a water, please?
Oh, hey, Diane, make that a room temp. Okay, sweetie?
On stage.
Please welcome Tomas the Parody Boss and his little friend Hank, or as you may know them, Tomas.
Hank and Tomas come onto the stage, Hank on his hoverboard. Tomas greets the crowd as Hank rolls up to Chris, leering over him. Tomas shakes Chris's hand.
What a sweet young man.
Great to see you again, bro.
Yeah, we definitely have never met.
Yeah, we met that one time.
No, never have.
You're in my hanky panks.
What the f*** is that? What the f*** is a hanky pank?
Hank stares at him. Tomas adjusts his jacket awkwardly.
Okay, so let's roll the tape. Jump.
Actually, we're going to do something a little bit different today. Because right now, we're going to be performing an original song, and it's going to be banging!
Okay, I have no idea what that means.
It means it's going to be amazing.
All right, well, here we go. No tape. Here they are, Tomas and Hank, performing.
I love you, Tomas.
Tomas and Hank turn their backs to the audience as the stage lights dim. The stage screen shows glittering lights. Tomas puts his hand in the air.
Yo. I know God said no false idols, but I talk to God and we chill, so you can pray to Tomas. I'll get you through it all. Oh, it started as a little boy. I used to dream of what life could be. I've checked all the boxes now that I'm on freaking TV. I am everything. Yeah.
Elsewhere, Ned watches his son on TV and gulps down a drink. Back on stage, Hank rides the hoverboard with his arms spread wide as Tomas croons to the crowd.
When I was a little boy, my teacher asked what we wanna be. Most kids said, astronaut. The answer should have been me. Now I make more money in a month than my teacher made in a year. And all those kids from my class will kill themselves when they see me here.
In a bathroom, Veronica addresses the camera crew.
I'm done. I'm absolutely done. So you go tell Chris that I'm not doing it because I'm not doing wobbly walk.
Veronica, if you leave, you could get sued. You signed a contract and you will be held liable for damages.
Veronica purses her lips. She shakes her head, then walks across the bathroom, shrugging and wearing a calm, tearful smile.
Shit!
Life goals, dream goals, house goals, car goals, boy goals, girl goals, equal goals, whatever goals, sleep goals, teeth goals, tan goals, cash goals, squad goals, all the goals. If you Google search goals, you'll just see pictures of me.
Hank rides behind Tomas, pointing at the audience along to the beat. Tomas points at his own face.
I am
Tomas clutches his chest. A few audience members get up to leave.
Wow, fellas, that was really loud. Let's check in with our judges. Karen?
Oh, honey, I have got to say, that was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. You done flung horse manure all over this room. We are all sitting in it, just covered in it. And you couldn't sell a performance if you broke it into four easy payments and you had gold just dripping out your butthole. Honey, you need to stop. Do us all a goddamn favor and quit. Chris, I'm a no. I'm a hell to the no.
She crosses herself. Frank holds a finger mustache over
Frank.
His lip.
Oh, gosh. Where's Frank?
It was me. I was kidding. That was bad. That was real bad.
Frank, you are such a cut-up. I'm going to keep my eye on you.
That should be easy. Right in your field of vision.
All right. And do I even ask? Do I even dare to ask? Larry.
Larry's shirt is unbuttoned, his bow tie missing.
No. Don't come near me. Don't come near me with that. I'm not numb. No. No.
He forces his own mouth open.
Yeah, I think Larry's simulating dental work out there.
I didn't like it.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's give it up.
Tomas storms off stage, Hank in tow. Backstage.
Tough break.
Eat a dick.
Tomas, hey, look. You look great out there. Hair looks great.
I know.
Look, the fans vote, okay? Not the judges. We got this in the freaking bag. Yeah?
No.
Yes. What do you mean, no?
Yes. Next up is a real crybaby. I mean, literally. Her hilarious, frightened reactions have captivated the world. This girl is going to be a huge star. Please welcome to the stage little baby Lucy and her daddy Dale.
Dale wheels Lucy out on stage in a stroller.
Okay, I think it might be a good time to roll Dale's video montage chronicling the life of little baby Lucy.
The video plays behind Dale. In it, Mary and Dale swing Lucy gently by her arms.
Where's Mommy? There she is. Say hi.
There is no God.
Now Dale scares her in a mask.
Aren't you sweet?
In another shot, Dale kisses her cheek and then later reads to her. Dale watches as now he helps Lucy press a button on a computer mouse.
Walking, okay.
Learning how to walk.
All right, who wants another dog? These things are going pretty quick.
Dale lights his arm on fire.
Anybody? Show of hands. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay, this isn't a joke.
On stage, Dale adjusts his glasses.
Baby elevator.
Mary and Dale hold Lucy up. Oh. In another shot, Mary kisses Dale while he sleeps.
Oh my God, what's happening?
In the alien video, they drag Dale away.
Please don't take my daughter!
Dale stares off soberly as the video ends.
That was one scared baby. Now, Dale, you have 2 minutes to give these folks the show of their lives. Now, what prank are we going to see?
Dale swallows. He glances at the audience with a guilty look.
She really was a scared baby, huh?
Dale blinks. Chris grins mockingly at the audience.
I was thinking that I have been scaring baby Lucy pretty much every single week for her entire life so far. And
he looks down at her.
Well, you know what I learned this weekend?
He wears a matter-of-fact look.
I think the world is a scary enough place as it is without me dressing up like Bram Stoker's Dracula and getting staked by vampire hunters and turning to dust, you know? I know a lot of you people in Hollywood are watching right now and you're thinking, you want a piece of baby Lucy. Well, sorry, but this baby's not for sale.
His mouth tightens.
She doesn't want any of your rock cocaine or your fast cars or your stripper dancers or whatever it is you're thinking about. Not this baby, all right? Sometimes you got to put family first. I think it's high time I put my family first. Boy, I'm kind of sad I didn't get to do my show, though. I was going to come out and give a speech similar to this one, and then about halfway through, I get taken out by a sniper. So, sorry, Miguel, it's off. All right, calling it. Yep,
Thanks, bud. Look, Luce, wave at Miguel. It's Miguel from church.
Miguel gives a thumbs up in a sniper costume.
Yeah, I'm wearing about 19 squibs and 3.5 pounds of lamb meat that was going to explode out of my chest and lower gut area all over the floor. And that would have been one heck of a scared baby, huh? We forfeit the competition. You could all go home.
No, nobody go home. We still have not decided who the winner is yet.
Just pop a squad over here.
No. I think it might be time for you to leave. Okay. All right. Barry.
Well, bye, America. Hey, Liz. Say bye, America.
Dale kneels by her and waves.
Bye, America.
She waves.
Hey, I'm with that guy. I don't think I can do this performance. Is there any way we can just skip it?
Okay, after what just happened, no, absolutely not.
You know her just by the way she walks. Veronica Decker, the wobbly walk.
And you're on. Go.
He shoves her onto the stage. She looks back, then takes in the crowd as she walks to Chris.
Now, Veronica, your wobbly walk video has nearly 1 billion views and counting. People cannot get enough of that dance. In a way, you started a wobblution. How does it make you feel?
She shifts her jaw.
Well, at first, I thought I was going to have to fake my own death.
She forces a smile.
Let's just face it. It's just a silly dance set to music that people like to watch so we don't have to talk about Syria.
Veronica, you are a natural on camera.
Well, I did train as an actor.
But since most people have already seen Veronica's video, let's show a reel that shows how people feel about the wobbly walk.
The video begins and Veronica turns to face it. In it, various people of different ages, genders, and races do their own versions of the wobbly walk. A little girl addresses the camera.
It's not just a dance. It's a feeling you get when you see it and when you do it.
Girl, when I'm having a bad day on my job, I just turn on that video of those people dancing and doing the wobble.
They show more footage of people awkwardly wobbling.
Oh, I start cracking up. Girl, I forget all of my troubles. I love it.
A blonde teen.
I love to dance. But I'm not very good. And people would make fun of me for even trying. But I was at my school dance, and I started to wobbly walk. And I got everybody clapping because I could do the dance the best.
Veronica smiles with tears in her eyes. She covers her mouth. Now more people wobble, one on stilts and one in front of a whiteboard. A young boy wobbles in his house.
Guys, it's not just a video.
Veronica faces the crowd.
Wow! Well, Veronica, what will you be performing for us tonight?
The judges watch her.
I will be doing a monologue as Abigail from The Crucible.
Chris looks at her, confused. She grins.
I'm kidding. Hit it!
Veronica beams as she backs up. The video's electronic, geometric background flashes on the stage screen as the lights dim. Veronica turns her back to the audience, which dances enthusiastically. She faces them and the lights go up. Veronica throws her arms awkwardly overhead. She bends her knees toward each other, stumbling forward. Laughing, Karen claps and slaps the judges' table. Veronica circles one arm, wobbling to the other side of the stage. Karen wags her head and Larry grins. Now, Veronica swings her knees from side to side. Backstage, Hank does the dance. Tomas catches him.
Dude! I can't even with you right now. Tomas!
Hank chases after him. The stage manager steps closer to the stage to watch. The audience jumps up and down, their hands in the air. Veronica makes a face as she teeters off balance and finishes up her performance. She strikes an open-armed pose and smiles.
Listen, I used to think that the music was the best part, but you know what? It's you, Veronica. Karen Ray Quivers, what do you say out there? What do you think of Veronica?
I'm gonna be frank with you, Veronica.
I do not like you. Chris, I do not like this woman. I don't like looking at you. You know why? Because you're scary. You got that powder white skin you rocking. You know what you look like, honey? You look like a Civil War ghost. Honestly, I think you a witch. And you lucky there isn't a river in here, because you know what I'd do? I would drag your white ass and throw it in there to see if you float. And guess what? The bitch don't float. She don't. But then you know what you did?
Karen smirks.
You turned it around. I liked your song. Congratulations. You got my vote.
Karen smiles proudly. Frank plays with a finger trap.
Chinese. I'm just kidding. I was kidding. Yeah, that was fine. It was good.
Frank nods. Chris shakes his head, smiling.
Frank, promise me you'll do stand-up.
I'm seated, Chris. I'm seated.
Okay, Larry, I think we're going to move on.
Chris, could you hold on just for a second? There's something under the desk. I don't know what it is. Oh, here it comes. Uh-oh, here it comes. It's a knockout punch.
Larry punches himself.
Make it stop, Chris. Make it stop.
That's got to hurt.
His head drops. Karen scoots away.
Veronica Decker, everybody!
Veronica smiles and gives Chris a hug before waving and leaving the stage.
Our final contestant is a personal favorite of mine. Now, I know there are a lot of cat videos out there on the internet, but none that are quite as cute as this furry little friend. Please welcome Mr. Blankets and his handler.
Dennis walks out with the orange tabby.
Chris, I got a bone to pick with you. You forgot to introduce me. I'm the filmmaker, Dennis Wasserman.
Hey, that's not the cat. That's not Mr. Blankets.
That is not Mr. Blankets. Mr. Blankets is a brown tabby. Everyone knows that Mr. Blankets is a brown tabby. That's an orange tabby.
No. This is him. It was a long trip, and he looks different in real life.
Okay. There's no way that could happen.
Okay, you know what? Can we please get a picture up, please, of Mr. Blankets?
Dennis wears a worried look as they bring up video footage.
Okay, that is not Mr. Blankets!
The judges look around.
Oh.
No. This is his friend. I didn't bring him. This is Mr. Duvet.
We hate Mr. Duvet! You want me to
lie? Security, sorry! Somebody call security!
Dennis drops the cat.
I am Mr. Blankets! I made him! He's a f***ing cat! I'm the nominee! I made the video! He's a f***ing cat! Who's it?
A blur appears over his hands held near his crotch.
You!
Wow, you are such a sad and angry man.
Who the angry man?
Police arrive.
Get him. There he is. Go ahead. Go.
Dennis, please.
Wow. Well, we clearly have to disqualify Mr. Blankets. That is such a shame.
Dennis runs back on stage and hits a police officer with a folding chair. The other officer tases Dennis.
I am Mr. Blankets! I made it!
The officer drags him off by the leg.
Well, we've tabulated your votes, and we've come up with a clear winner. Will the remaining contestants please take the stage?
Amber, in her dog catcher outfit, Tomas, Hank on his hoverboard, and Veronica get in line on stage.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Who will get their very own TV show? Will it be the lovely Amber Day, a.k.a. Ms. Cloudbottom, the dog catcher? Or will it be Tomas, the parody boss and friend? Or will it be Veronica, the wobbly walk deck?
She smiles shyly.
And the winner is?
Chris holds his hand to his earpiece.
Tomas.
Yes! Justice!
Tomas hugs Hank.
Oh, I knew it!
You are not the winner.
What?
Oh, Veronica. I hate to do this to you, but how would you like your own TV show? Congratulations!
Her jaw drops. The stagehand gives her a trophy.
Congratulations!
She hugs Hank, but he doesn't hug her back. She tries to hug Tomas, and he scoffs at her. She runs over and hugs Chris.
Thank you!
She She holds the trophy overhead as winner flashes on the video screen behind her. The judges give her a standing ovation. Veronica, Chris, and the backup dancers all do the wobbly walk on stage. The audience does the dance along with them. The judges try their own versions of the dance. Amber bounces with her dog catcher net near Chris and Veronica. Veronica hits an awkward pose. A title appears, Internet Famous. 6 months later, Hollywood, California.
What I wanted to do originally was Broadway.
Veronica sits in a dressing room.
Woody Allen movie? Win an Oscar.
She shrugs.
But this is similar.
Wobble with the Web Stars with your host, Veronica Decker.
Hello, and welcome to Wobble with the Web Stars, where we took a show like Dancing with the Stars and did it cheaper.
At a booth at another convention.
Gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you a sneak peek of Amber Day's new character, Katie the Veterinarian.
Hey, everyone, it's me. Veterinarian.
Now, behind a jail's glass partition.
Thanks for visiting, Mom.
I think this is gonna cheer you up.
She shows him Mr. Blankets.
Look who came to see
you. Get that goddamn cat out of here right now!
You ruined
my life!
The guards attempt to restrain him.
Mr. Blankets!
With Dale and Lucy.
I went through a very messy divorce, though. I would call it a Category 4 divorce.
Lucy's out of the biz. I wanted her to have a stable environment at home with a dad who occasionally scares the living hell out of her. But I stopped doing that, of course. I still think about it. Lucy's doing great. Hasn't spoken a single word for 2 years. The doctors say that because I spent the vast majority of her life dressed up like a swamp demon, that probably has something to do with why she has not developed speech patterns yet and why she also screams in her dreams.
During a night shoot, Tomas addresses the cameraman.
Nobody watches TV anymore. I'm literally the most famous person in the whole world. So I have been working on a super secret project that is gonna blow you away.
Tomas Butterman presents Harvest Moon, a vampire web series. Harker.
I can't let you do this. It's too dangerous, Tristan.
I can't help it, Roman. The prophecy is too strong.
You're too strong. I can feel it.
They nearly kiss.
All my YouTube friends want to be in it, and I was like, sorry, real actors only.
Credits appear. Directed by Michael Gallagher. Screenplay by Michael Gallagher and Steve Green. Produced by Jana Winternitz, Michael Wormser, Mark Reed. Tay Zonday stands with the yogurt.
Chocolate Gomax. Probiotic yogurt for women on the go. Chocolate Gomax. Get some now and maintain your flow.
He smiles widely. Executive producers Michael Gallagher, Steve Green, Evan Silverberg, Adam Ryback. Executive producer Mark Korshak. Director of photography Greg Cotton. Editor Matt Kendrick. Production designer Carly Engelbrecht. Costume designer Mary Elizabeth Danner. Music by Rainey Shockney. Casting by Shayna Sherwood. Shane Dawson. Steve Green. Wendy McComb. Amanda Cerny. Richard Ryan. Christian Del Grosso, Michael Lerner, Missy Pyle, Tony Cavallero, with John Michael Higgins and Roger Bart, Kevin Hernandez, Victor Samuel Lopez, Michael Segovia, Adam Bush, Kevin Chamberlain.
What?
If you try, you gotta shake, almost fall. Come on, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Don't be sad, your boyfriend broke up. Do the wobbly, wobbly walk. Do the wobbly, wobbly walk.
The wobbly walk, the wobbly walk.
Trademark and copyright 2016 Off the Dock LLC and Maker Studios Inc. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. A wet spray-painted stencil of a leaping boy. Off the Dock, a Lakeshore Entertainment Company. Three black vertical lines fade in on a white background. Maker.